You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Pat and Jeffy for Glenn today, 888-727-BECK, the number to call. You know what's refreshing is not hearing something about this U.S. embassy being attacked in Baghdad, not hearing something that's a fairy tale, because that's what we heard last time.
Yeah.
And that's what we would have heard again this time. Ah, this is a movie. They're just disgruntled. They're mourners. A whole bunch of mourners are just in mourning. Yeah, no. This is an Iranian-backed militia. They've set up several of these groups around the Middle East, and one of them happens to be there in Baghdad. And this is who's behind it. Iran is behind it. So the Pentagon, under the leadership of, I don't know, the commander-in-chief, who's a little different this time than the last one we had.
Thankfully.
Sent 100 Marines to the embassy. Also, the soldiers inside the embassy fired tear gas and stun grenades, plus some warning shots. In fact, 62 of the hundreds of fighters who broke down the main door to the compound and set fire to the reception area, they got a little dose of, hey, no, we're not going to let you just storm in here and take our people.
No.
So it's amazing to see what happens when you respond with some strength rather than responding with total weakness like Carter and Obama did. And a totally different outcome. So hopefully this time there's no, you know, two-year, three-year standoff with Iran while they do whatever they do to our hostages. That would have been horrific.
That sure would have. And look, is it, you know, there's the argument to be made that it's time to get out of there anyway.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think it is.
I do too.
Yeah.
I
think it's long past time to get out of there.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that at all.
They're actually saying that they're going to pull the troops completely out of Afghanistan. So not peacekeepers or trainers, people that are training their militia, or overseers or supervisors. Everybody supposedly is coming home.
Good.
It's only been 18 years. I don't know what the rush is. What is the hurry here? Let's think about this for a while.
I mean, we've got another 18 at least to milk this thing, right?
You would think so.
Yes, I know.
So 18,
wow. 18
years.
Thank you.
It's amazing. That's amazing to think. We're going on 20 years now in Afghanistan.
It sure is. And look, we've heard the argument, you know, for how many times that Afghanistan is the, you know, the nation killer.
Yeah.
And it's proven
over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's time to stop beating our heads against the wall. First of all, we thought we could bring, I guess we thought we could remake them in our image in Iraq and Afghanistan, and really doesn't seem to be possible.
No, it doesn't.
They've just got a different mindset. They've got different priorities. They have a different culture, and they have different principles of governance.
And you know what? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know what? Leave us alone.
And
it's
we'll
time for us to leave you alone.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for that.
Now, the initial attack on Afghanistan where we went to take out the Taliban was totally appropriate since they were involved, you know, somewhat indirectly or directly or indirectly. But we also had to flush out Al-Qaeda out of the Afghan area. So, okay, we did that a long time ago.
Yes.
Let's stop with the nation building and come home now.
Okay.
Does anybody contest that? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Can't be too many people who want us there still. What do you stay there, like 100 years? Like John McCain was talking about in 2008? 100 years if necessary? No. How about no on that one? I don't think America needs to fight a 100-year war.
I mean, who's left in the warmongers? Lindsey Graham, maybe?
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, when you think of warmongers, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you think of, right?
Yes.
I don't know who else, but I'm sure there are some.
Yeah, there are some definite hawks like him, but I think they're fewer and farther between.
And boy, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's really time. Unless we're attacked, leave them to their own devices.
Right, that's my point. Leave us alone. we'll leave you alone.
Exactly.
We'll leave you alone.
That is exactly what our founders intended. And so that should be, I think, our mindset as well.
You're not going to go back to the
founders.
Founders and Constitution thing.
Yeah, with the rich white slave owners, which yeah, they're not. So for a couple of weeks during the impeachment, they weren't.
No, they were
rich white slave owners. All of a sudden, they're revered like crazy. Well, we love these men like they're our dads, like they're our very own benevolent fathers. Really?
They were the greatness
Since
of this
when?
Democracy.
And that Constitution was not some dusty old living
no,
document we
not.
Can interpret any way we want.
We go to sleep with that every night and hug it.
Except I don't want to wrinkle it. No. So I make sure it's well protected. I sleep on it on top of it's in a box that I sleep on because I don't want it to be damaged.
I'm uncomfortable,
at all.
But we
I
can't.
Don't care. Right, that's how much matter. I love the Constitution. That thing has to be strictly adhered to.
Right.
I mean, so transparent, so obvious. But, you know, they've got no shame. So they have no problem in pretending whenever it's convenient for them that they're all about the Constitution. I had never heard a republic, if you can keep it, as many times in my entire life as I've heard it in the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks with these Democrats.
As Benjamin Franklin said, you've got a republic if you can keep it.
I pledge allegiance to
let me consult my notes.
Republic,
republic. For which it stands, one nation, invisible with libertarians for justice.
And a little bit of justice for everybody.
Yeah, but man, I love it. I love this country. Love that pledge and stuff.
I'm all about it.
The hypocrisy is amazing, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's truly, truly amazing. 888-900-3393. This was kind of interesting, and maybe a lot of people don't know the significance of Major Garrett actually praising Donald Trump because he used to work for Fox. And yeah. So I think a lot of people are under the impression that Major Garrett is, you know, some kind of solid conservative. I don't think so at all. Major Garrett, I don't know that he's a friend to the right, and not Republicans either. But here is what Major Garrett had to say about President Trump. On Face the Nation. So this is pretty significant because nobody says anything good about Donald Trump on Face the Nation.
I don't think, I mean, is he still alive? I don't know that you can.
Right. Right. Is it even lawful? I don't know. Let's find out. Here's what he said about Trump's minority policies.
It can be fairly said that this administration, because of President Trump's quiet prodding, has done quite a bit for funding of historically black colleges and universities. The First Step Act, which was a massive first step toward criminal justice reform. Just a couple of weeks ago, in this newly signed defense bill, there is a law that says if you are seeking work for the federal government or any contractor, you don't have to be asked and you cannot be asked about your criminal history until right toward the end. That's a significant change long sought by criminal justice advocates. Plus opportunity zones and the tax bill directed at communities of color. That is a legacy on the agenda side that almost any president after 3 years would want to claim.
What? Wow. Yeah, he's right about that.
Oh, they cut it off because that's when they dragged him off the set.
Yes, he is missing now. Major Garrett is missing. And we've seen no trace of him after this particular statement he made. But that's pretty brave. That's pretty brave of Major Garrett to go against the flow like that on a show like that when you're in a panel and you know everybody's going to hate you for saying it.
Oh, yeah.
He said it anyway. Good for him. Also, the U.S., according to Chief Justice John Roberts, the U.S. has, quote, come to take democracy for granted, unquote. Well, yeah, who cares? We're not a democracy, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Thank you.
while we finally have the Democrats saying that this is a republic, and they've said it several times.
They do. They have said it several times, but they throw it in there like, I mean, that's the Obama rule, right? They throw the republic in. Yes. What do you mean? I called it a republic. But then the rest of the time, it's democracy.
Sometimes in the same sentence.
Absolutely it is.
Roberts, slated, of course, to oversee the Senate's impeachment trial. If the articles of impeachment ever go to the House, so far that hasn't happened. But he's going to oversee the impeachment trial when it happens. Used his year-end report Tuesday to laud the federal judiciary's work on civic education while issuing a thinly veiled warning about the fragility of American democracy in this fractious time. Now, why would a Supreme Court justice, even a Supreme Court justice, is giving us this, a Bush-appointed Supreme Court justice, giving us this democracy nonsense? We have come to take democracy for granted, and civic education has fallen by the wayside. Well, yeah, with you as well. Apparently, civic education didn't get you to the point where you realize, we're not a democracy. He said, in our age, when social media can instantly spread rumor and false information on a grand scale, the public's need to understand our government and the protections it provides is ever more vital.
It sure is, John.
Sure is.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Hi, it's Glenn. If you're a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us on iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today and listen on your own time. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks.
Well, if you want to know what to expect this year.
I do. And do I.
You know where you turn. Psychic Nikki.
Of course you do.
Psychic to the stars. Many of her predictions from last year came to fruition.
So.
And listen to what she forecast. Okay. You would never have seen these coming. Worldwide protests. Yeah, I don't know where she came up with that, but it happened.
Now, she said this was going to happen
Last
year.
Before it happened.
Right, okay.
How about this? A roller coaster ride in the stock market. Meaning, stocks will go up, then they'll come down. Then they'll go back up again. Then they'll come back down again.
And then they might even out.
Yeah. And then
even out for a little bit.
But that happened. They went up and they came down and then they went up. So
I mean, right now you've already proven your point.
Oh, right. But there's more. There's still more. Extreme weather events. Who would ever see an extreme weather event? What? Like a tornado or a hurricane? Snow? What?
Now, this was globally, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So somewhere on the globe, there would be an extreme weather event. Huh. I mean, no normal person could have foreseen any of those events. You got to be psychic in order to come up with this. So it didn't stop there either. Here's what she's saying this year. She's not resting on her laurels. Because after a year like that, I would just shut up and say, I know I've done what I can.
You saw what I did.
I just showed you everything I can.
This is Psychic Nikki.
Psychic Nikki. She now says, get this, Hillary Clinton is a possible candidate in the 2020 elections. Whoa.
She's going right out of the limb
out
already.
Out of the blue. Which is what she says. If she does run, it will be out of the blue. Okay. All right. And she's not the only possible eventual candidate.
Oh, no.
Michelle Obama could run. Nobody. Who's ever considered that? And Oprah Winfrey? What?
She doesn't say Oprah.
But she says Oprah could run. Oh. Regardless, she does see a female candidate in our future at some point. Thank you. I didn't.
Well,
I didn't ever think there would be a female candidate. Did you?
No, I mean, I don't claim to be psychic, but.
Aren't they all barefoot in kitchens somewhere? What? Here's what she said, though. Get this. I feel good about Michelle Obama, although she could deny it. There could be a female vice president as well. I see the initials M-O.
What?
Can only mean one thing. Michelle Obama.
Right. And look, Michelle.
That's unbelievable. Wow. Again, no normal person could have foreseen any of that.
No.
But she says whoever winds up on the ballot, they're going to have some serious issues.
Well,
certainly global warming could make the list of serious issues.
What?
I'm quoting now. And the new generation as well is going to be worried about climate and changes and ecological disasters. Wow.
She is amazing.
She's powerful, man. She is powerful. Can't Don't mess real. With Psychic Nikki.
Psychic Nikki, is she actually real?
Yeah, she's actually. What do you mean? Of course she is. Listen to this. This is my favorite part. Now, I'm quoting. Now I see a lot of penguins and polar bears leaving the Arctic. If you see penguins leaving the Arctic, that would be amazing.
Well, I mean, they already have.
There are no penguins in the Arctic. They're in the Antarctic.
They already left.
They were ever there. They left a long time ago, went to the other end of the planet. Okay? But now she sees a lot of penguins and polar bears leaving the Arctic and dying and coming down for food. The Arctic Circle and all the ice shelves are melting. Greenland, Iceland. Greta, meaning Greta Thunberg, obviously, is certainly on the right track here. What she's doing, I think she's really fantastic. And I think you're going to see more of these activists coming up, not just her, but others, the younger generation. So that's a trend, too, she says.
Wow.
Whoa. And there already is one from the younger generation. Look at this climate change kid from Colombia. You won't believe this.
Really?
Yeah. Do we have the Colombian kid, the 10-year-old from Colombia? We want to. We have to care for the environment. Colombia's leading climate fighter, 10 years old. There is no plan B, he says. This is the only planet in the universe that harbors life. And if it's the only one and it comes to an end, then life ends. Wow, that's powerful logic right there. So he spoke to the Colombian Senate. I call on you all as senators of the Republic, on the government and the Senate, to legislate for life on the planet. Okay. You can stop that now.
Wow.
Wow, that's powerful. Now, apparently he knows that there is no other life anywhere in the universe. So
right.
This kid's in the know, and we should listen to him.
Look,
because he's 10.
They are, though.
Yeah.
They are.
I know.
I mean, we had Angela Merkel. Is it Angela?
It's Angela Merkel.
Angela? Mm-hmm. Angela. She even said that in one of her... year-end speeches that everything humanly possible has to be done to deal with climate change during the new year. I mean, mm-hmm. Okay.
She's right. And she probably got that from the 10-year-old from Columbia.
Or Psychic Nikki.
Or Psychic Nikki, who had more predictions. Get this. As if all this weren't enough yet to show you the power of Psychic Nikki.
I mean, I'm ready to have a sit down. I want to see what's in
front. I'm glad you're sitting, because you'd fall over if it weren't. For the fact that you're sitting right now. You still might. I don't know. You might tip right over backwards in your chair when you hear this. It's going to blow you away. I'm quoting now. A lot of people will have their own businesses.
Wait.
No. When will that start to happen?
Aren't all businesses government owned? How is that possible?
I think they'll work out of home. I don't think there's going to be a lot of stores in the next 10 years. Now...
Wow.
Some people might say, well, she read the article where 9,400 businesses closed last year. And she's just extrapolating that
really?
That's going to continue because of the internet. But no, she's just foreseeing all of this. She says, get this, people are shopping online. What? Stores are going bankrupt. I think everybody's going to do it from one master big computer where they can go and do whatever they want.
Right.
Then she says, a lot of people will retire. The baby boomers will retire earlier. Well, let's see. If you're in the baby boom generation.
You're already retired.
You are. If you're on the mid to upper end of it, you're already retired.
I mean, we've,
I'm on the lower end already, of the baby boom generation.
They're already, I don't know, dying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But they're, I mean, they're what, 80? Some of them. 85 in the baby boom generation. And she says, and the next generation, their home life will be more luxurious because they're going to have everything they want right there. Get this. Imagine a world, like Psychic Nikki predicts, where there won't be a need to go to a movie. They'll have it in their home.
What?
You mean like something like on demand? What?
That's not possible.
Or a streaming service?
That is not possible.
I can't even imagine.
I'm not going to be able to watch. I'm not going to be able to stay in my home and watch a film or watch a show.
You can't promise these things to me and get my hopes up like this and then squash them. I hope she's right about this.
Psychic Nikki, what are you talking about?
Get this. If you want to order food, you can get it in your home.
Huh. Is she?
What
is
would you call that? Like DoorDash or Uber Eats? I mean, I'm just taking stabs in the dark.
You know, I'm foreseeing maybe a company called Grubhub.
What?
I know. It's a silly name.
It's a stupid name.
But they would just bring food to you. Whatever, you know, just bring it to you.
How would they do that, though?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we ask Psychic Nikki because I don't know how that stuff works.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
we'll ask her. You go online and then you'd order what you wanted and then you'd tell them where you were at and then someone would bring it to you there, I guess, off the top.
Do they make it at their house and then bring it to your house?
Well, they'd make it from the. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, Pat.
Because
it couldn't drive to a store, pick it up there, and then take it to your house.
That's, now you're just being silly.
There's too many steps involved there.
Now you just.
She's got some numbers, too, for you.
Oh, boy.
If you're a numbers player, I don't know what you'd do with these numbers. Maybe you play the lottery with them. But here's what I'm quoting. These are quotes. I like 10 for you. I like the number 10. I love the number 10.
Really?
I like the number 4, which is unlikely.
I gotta write these down. Hold on. 10, 4.
Yeah, 10. I like the number 4, which is unlucky for some people, but lucky. What?
Wait.
What? Wait, what? It's unlucky for some people, but lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then she goes further. 13 is usually bad luck in North America and good luck in Europe. I like 13.
Yeah.
Okay. So far we've got 10, 4,
13.
And that's what she says. I've got 10, 4, and 13. But there's
doesn't
more.
Doesn't help me in the lottery for, you know. Well, I guess
there's more. Yeah, it does. I love 21 for you.
Okay.
So she loves 21. And then I like 22.
Ooh.
How about that?
Okay.
I love 19.
Oh. So 18's gone.
18's out the window. It's a stupid. I mean, I know it's your number because that's all you can say, but she doesn't like it for you. Okay. So then there's, let's review here. There's 10, 4, 13, 21, 22, and 19.
Okay.
And I'm further quoting. And I like 5.
Okay, so that's my power play, 5.
5.
Okay, 5 is the power play.
So 10, 4, 13, 21, 22, and 19. And she likes 5 for you.
All right, excellent.
Yeah.
If you think I'm not playing those numbers, you are sadly mistaken.
I like the number 46, if anybody's interested. And 47.
Well, you're not Nikki.
I know. I'm
so
not.
Don't even start with me.
But I do like 48 for you. And 12. I like 12.
Too. Well, you know what?
You know what I love?
A lot of
12.
People. A lot of people don't like 18, but I think it's lucky.
You like it, right? Yeah. Even though it's unlucky, it's lucky.
Lucky.
Okay. So weird and so stupid. How many times do we have to be shown how unpsychic these psychics are?
I mean, sure, there's some that are real.
No.
Sure, no. There's some that are real and can see the future and no. Know that.
Only the ones with the 1-900 numbers from years ago. Remember them? Some of those were actually real. Yes, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
That. Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
This heartwarming story of a transgender man who has given birth to a non-binary partner's baby with a female sperm donor. Isn't that wonderful?
Well,
isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So the transgender man had the baby. This is a miracle. Because the woman... The transgender man...
Okay.
Gave birth to a child that he had with a transgender, well, non-binary person. So I guess that person doesn't identify as man or woman. But then there was a female person with sperm somehow who donated to the whole cause. And the whole thing is just really wonderful and beautiful, isn't it?
It sure is. It speaks to our wokeness.
Doesn't it? Thank you.
It speaks to our wokeness here in America, I'll tell you that.
They even had this couple, the non-binary and the trans man, even had a transgender doctor. So let me read the story to you because it is heartwarming and beautiful. Proud dad Reuben Sharp tells how he gave birth to a miracle baby in Britain's most modern family. The 39-year-old transitioned to a man 12 years ago, except for the fact that he still had obviously female parts because you can't have a baby in a man. So kept the female parts in there as well. But identifies as a man, so it's obviously he's a man. Yeah. He's transitioned. But, you know, he had maternal instincts and 6 years ago stopped taking testosterone in the hope of one day having a child.
Maternal instincts.
And that dream came true when he and partner Jay had a bouncing baby. Jay is non-binary, so does not identify as male or female.
Well, I mean,
the sperm donor was a trans woman. And even the doctor was transgender. Isn't this wonderful?
So wonderful. So they had a sperm donor.
Yes.
The couple.
Right.
Who was a woman, who was sperm somehow.
Identified as a woman, but had
trans,
male parts, because obviously, you know.
And then the non-binary.
Mm-hmm. And then the non-binary partner. I guess a non-binary partner didn't have much to do with the birth, to my knowledge. I don't think contributed too much to this.
It sounds like maybe the non-binary didn't want anything to do with the whole thing.
It does sound like that. It does. Although, I'm sure not shirking their responsibilities with the baby.
The picture is beautiful.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. And while a handful of other UK men have fallen pregnant after transitioning from a woman, Reuben and Jay are the first couples to speak out about their remarkable journey.
It is remarkable.
It's a remarkable journey.
It is remarkable because you don't really see, well, you do, you just don't, it happens every day where a woman conceives a child from the sperm of a perfect stranger. It happens every day.
Every day.
So.
Every day. Little Jamie arrived 3 months ago and the family just enjoyed the best of Christmases. Beaming with pride, wedding photographer Reuben says, "It's taken 6 years to get this far, but now we have a baby in our arms, and that was the end goal. I finally feel complete. It wasn't that I was desperate to have the birthing experience or pregnancy experience, but I wanted a child, and I had the facility to do it." You got the woman mechanics inside of you. But you identify as a man. So, again, I'm going to say you're a woman. You're not a man. Okay? Let's just talk biology here.
You bastard.
Still.
You bastard.
Was it terrible? Is that terrible? Yeah. And the person who donated the seed.
Are you still going?
Is a man, not a woman. Okay? Because women don't have that particular item. The road to parenthood has certainly been long and winding. Reuben explains how he began living as a man in 2007, taking male hormones, which left him with a beard, a deep voice, and masculine features. But realizing he wanted a baby, Reuben spoke to a trusted trans doctor about the possibility.
But you can't have just a trusted doctor.
No, it's got to be a trusted trans doctor. He was reassured it was possible, as he still had his womb and ovaries. That's a sentence that doesn't make sense. He didn't have his womb and ovaries.
Again.
She had hers.
You hateful.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just being
You're
scientific
so much
here.
Into this. It's
biological here. So he took a break from his testosterone medicine to enable him to undergo fertility treatment. Ruben met a fellow wedding snapper, Jay, 28, in a pub. The story gets more beautiful every minute. And the pair hit it off.
Where are they supposed to? I mean, they could be anywhere. It's don't make fun of where they met.
No, the pub is great. Okay. It's great that they met in a pub.
All right.
I love that. I love that feature about it.
Thank you.
As the couple grew closer, Ruben broached the topic of pregnancy. He said, after a few months, I started getting nervous, realizing I was planning to have a kid. I'd been building towards it for 3 years to this point. I realized I'd have to talk to them, using the preferred pronoun of the person who's non-binary in his life. If they didn't want kids, we'd have to break up.
Oh,
I'm sure glad that didn't happen.
Thank you.
I managed to bring up the subject, but luckily Jay was open to the idea. Oh,
so relieved.
That's such a relief. And then there's the beautiful miracle baby birthed by a man who carried him to the baby to term and the woman who donated the sperm. A beautiful, beautiful story. You know what I mean?
I do. I do, Pat. I do know what you mean. Because whenever you have a woman conceiving a child from the sperm of a stranger,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Because then she gives birth like women do. I don't want to. I mean, it sounds hateful.
Wait, did you just say she? I think you meant he.
I did.
Yes, okay.
Or them.
All right. Or them or they.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to tell you about something that you should either end your day with or start your morning with, and that is The News and Why It Matters. If you like this show, you're going to love The News and Why It Matters. It's a bunch of us that all get together at the end of the day and just talk about the stories that matter to you and your life. The News and Why It Matters. Look for it now wherever you download your favorite podcast.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.